Another Arab hotspot got hotter today. A predominantly Shia-led protest movement has been gathering steam in Bahrain for weeks now. Bahraini leaders have been trying and failing to contain the demonstrations, and so the ruling family appealed for help. Today, they got it. Saudi troops crossed into the tiny island nation. The deployment is said to be part of a military cooperation agreement among the countries of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Sean Carberry is senior correspondent for the PRI program America Abroad. Sean, have you seen any evidence of that military presence?
The only actual evidence I've seen myself so far has been cell phone video that people around Pearl Square have showed and they've been passing around. I've been speaking with a variety of officials, U.S. Embassy, Bahraini press agencies. They all confirm that the troops have arrived today and are on Bahraini soil.
One mention from the Associated Press is that these Saudi forces have crossed into Bahrain to shore up the nation's Sunni rulers. So the Bahraini leadership has not said precisely why the Saudi forces are there?
They have not. They have not issued a statement yet of what the purpose is. There are political parties here that in the last 24 hours have been calling on the government to institute martial law, and the government did release some statements that security is the paramount issue in the country right now, that while there needs to be dialogue in addressing issues raised by protesters, that security comes first and foremost, and basically stating that, they are going to do what they have to do to take care of that. But beyond that, I've heard various rumors that they're just going to protect infrastructure. People in the square think that troops are basically coming to kill them. So a lot of conjecture at the moment.
So why is security such a high priority suddenly now? I mean, these demonstrations have been going on for weeks.
Well, over the weekend, things have kind of reached a new level. Yesterday, things were pretty much ugly from start to finish. Protesters blocked a highway early in the morning, blocking rush hour traffic. Police fired tear gas on the protesters. Protesters rushed them several times, were pushed back by fire from rubber bullets, tear gas again. And then in the evening, there were clashes at the University of Bahrain, and then random skirmishes in downtown where groups of people reported to be Pakistani, Bangladeshi people from other countries were attacking locals.
Now, also this weekend, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates was in Bahrain urging the government to meet protesters' demands for greater democracy. Now these Saudi troops are there. What's been the reaction from the protesters?
Protesters are reading into the last, say, 36 hours as seeing that, you know, Robert Gates came in. They feel that what happened yesterday must have been green-lighted by the U.S. It's the beginning of the slaughter, that foreign armies are coming in to occupy and basically kill them. They say there's no one supporting them.
I mean, we should clarify that the U.S. has been calling for restraint. Is there anything to support the protesters' kind of fatalism?
Certainly nothing that indicates that the U.S. has said anything but that the government here needs to demonstrate control and restraint. So no factual indication that that the U.S. wants anything other than, you know, peace, stability, and no violence from either side. But again, the way people are just reading the sequence of events, that a U.S. official was here on Saturday, and then Sunday there were violent clashes, and then suddenly there are foreign armies here, it's just fueling their feeling that they've been victims and that they're continuing to be under attack.
Sean Carberry, senior correspondent with the PRI program America Abroad, speaking with us from Manama, Bahrain. Thanks so much, Sean.
You're welcome, Marco.